Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this has been a pretty interesting day in here today, not least because some of these metals, which had sold off really quite strongly earlier on in the session, have made back quite a lot of their gains. Now, I think David said in the Friday audio last week that this was going to be a fairly jumpy market and that some days we were going to be bullish and some days bearish. Well, this turns out looks like one of those bullish days, but could very easily be followed by a steep decline tomorrow. That today's action certainly doesn't change our outlook for the base metal sector, or indeed the precious metal sector for that matter, in that they are now entering a period of consolidation. It's more of a corrective phase. But just to give you some of the figures, for example, nickel was down as low as 14,625. It's currently up to 15,150, so quite a big range on the day. Copper was down as low as 214, and it's as high as 222.50 right now. So really very volatile markets here. On the other hand, in the energy sector, you've also seen some relatively significant gains. Oil was down as low as 57.63 earlier on, but it's up to 58.20 now, so up 55 on the day. Natural gas is down a little bit, had been up earlier on in the session, but as soon as US trading opened, it started falling. It's currently sitting just above $7. So, still very much in a corrective phase. Gasoline, which has been coming down in consecutive sessions for about the last 10 days, has recovered a little bit in here today, but it's well off the highs. It's up 232. It's at 140.80, so it's found a little bit of support in that fairly steep decline that we've seen over the last 10 days to 2 weeks. It would really need an upward dynamic to change that downward projection. Otherwise, what we're seeing at the moment is really looks like it's going to be fairly insignificant support. Equity markets, particularly in Europe, are relatively strong today. The Swiss market was up over 1%. It was up 109 points, 7,906. So that's really quite a good gain there. But when you look on the chart, it doesn't show up as very much, and it does look like there's a little bit of resistance there around the 8,000 mark. But in the absence of a downward dynamic, you'd really have to give it the benefit of the doubt because it hasn't really done anything wrong quite yet. While some of the other markets, particularly the CAC and the DAX, had those downward dynamics a couple of weeks ago, the Swiss market hasn't really seen that. The Italian market looks like it's going to break up, and you can see from the interesting charts there today, I posted the Finnish HEX and the OMX in Sweden, and both of those look like they're about to go. The HEX already has, and the OMX is really pressuring right at the top of the range. So in the absence of downward dynamics, they look like they're going to go a little bit further. Unfortunately, the main problem here is that the potential upside doesn't outweigh the potential downside of these things. This is a rally in within this overall trend that is 34 months old, nearly 35 months old. So it's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and we're sort of overdue a fairly serious correction. We've long held that our best case scenario was that that would play itself out in the second and third quarters of this year, giving us a buying opportunity in the late third or fourth quarters. There's no reason yet to doubt that hypothesis. So European markets are looking relatively strong, but it's only a matter of time, I feel, that before they get some sort of downward dynamics. It's I'm very reluctant to be long of any of these markets right now. The Nikkei was up less than 1%, up 110 points, but second section was down on the day. The topics didn't do any great shakes, and 110 points of the Nikkei really isn't very much. So still very nervous markets there as well. Dow Jones has broken up to a new high. It's up 20 right now. It's at 11,079. So that is pressuring the top of the range. But the Dow Jones has been ranging for pretty much 5 years. It's very close to its highs around the 2000 highs, which I think was around 11,700, something like that. So there's many levels within levels here, and it's going to be very difficult for this market to trend, I think. But we'll see with that, because there's really is fairly significant resistance right above the market. The S&P isn't as strong, and the Nasdaq is pretty much still at the bottom of the range. So there's no real leadership there from the US. The Brazilian market, which had a relatively good day yesterday, is currently up over 2%. And I'm guessing that part of the reason for that is this renewed interest we're seeing in the ethanol and sugar markets. So the Brazilian market is just over 38,000 right now. It's pressuring the January highs, January early February highs, and we're going to have to see what happens with that. Just as I'm talking about sugar, I want to pull that chart up, because that had a phenomenal uptrend all the way from early last year, which ended in acceleration. It's off the lows right now, but what we're seeing again is a consolidation in this outperforming commodity, just like we're seeing in the metals and in the energy complex. And I think that some of the indices are now putting sugar in the energy complex, so perhaps that's how it's being looked on. But this is still in a corrective phase. JGBs today were pretty much looked like the best of the fixed income sector, but the session closed with a pretty big upside tail, so it's still testing that support around 136. We'd have to see a clear upward dynamic, or at least to build on today's upward move before you could turn this to a more bullish outlook. There's still quite a lot of potential downside here, and 136 does seem to be a relatively important level. In the currency markets, things were relatively quiet in here. The dollar index rallied up to 91, but found a little bit of resistance there. It's currently at 90.86. There's nothing in the chart yet to say that the current rally is over. And with Ben Bernanke testifying today in front of the Senate, I think people are starting to come around to the idea that we are in for a couple of more interest rate hikes. And as long as we're getting those, we're probably going to see a pretty firm dollar. But that's pretty much it from me. If you have any questions, or if there's anything at all that we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact us, and have a very good evening.